Saturday about
6 o'clock,
and I'm just kind of making a note in the diary, really, that I've had a fantastic day. It's a rebirth of a day in many ways. I mean, the whole, if you've listened to any booze recently, you'll realise since I moved out of London, it's been a bit of a rebirth generally. But I bought Rebirth, the software, which is a great bit of old synthesis emulation that was on the PC and Mac about 10 years ago. But it's come to iPhone today. It's only £3.99. And it's a superb little tool. I shall have lots of fun with that. But a more serious rebirth was, well, just briefly, it emulates a 303, a 909 and an 808 by Roland. But it's a kit that, if you know about synths at all, you'll know were particularly seminal, as I say. Anyway, back to the other thing that was a rebirth today, which is just that I've been into town, the local town, Sandbach, and done some walking around with Claude and Poppy. Took Poppy in the car, she wasn't sick, that was a milestone. But the best thing I did was I went into the local butchers, I went into the local cheese shop, and I went into the local beer emporium, which is a specialist bottle beer place. Because I wanted to do some more research for this hyperlocal app that I'm making, slowly, and there's a hobby, which is called Fresh, and which is basically all about local food. Sort of started as a seed in my mind when we got married, me and Claude. We ensured all our food was from within 20 or 30 miles from the wedding venue, just as a kind of, just to connect us with the local area, because neither of us lived there for a while. Claude had lived there as a child, but it just kind of made us, well, it felt right anyway. We had a wedding that felt right to us, and that was one of the factors. But this app will basically, if you were driving along the M6, for example, and the local lambs had been slaughtered in the last week, you'd be told of the various places around here that were selling them, etc. The idea is to make people more connected with the countryside and the food producers local to not just where they live, but where they travel and where they journey past. And so it's a simple app that I'm giving away all secrets, but if you listen to this, I guess I know you know me well enough, or I trust you. Basically, it will be fired by proximity. So as long as you've got a GPS device of various sorts, Androids and iPhones, and even text messaging, if you can, if I can work that out properly. It will say, you know, for example, the farm by me has had its lambs and had the first batch of slaughter. So we've just bought a load of lamb from next door, literally the field that I am looking onto now, as in it's 5 centimetres away from me, onto my house, is the field where the lambs grazed. So you can't get more local than that, although I had to go into town, which is a couple of miles away, to buy the meat from a few hundred metres away. Still, you know, that's what food should be about, if at all possible. And especially since it doesn't make it especially dear. It doesn't make it, I mean, it's dear compared to crap meat, but it's good meat. So it'll be what good meat costs. And that's what we should all pay anyway, you know, the cost of an item, not the cost of a subsidised or loss-leading or factory-produced, badly thought out, badly ethicked, badly, how would you say it, contaminated food. Yeah, gibberish, but the point being, I've spoken to the managers of all these stores. They've all shown great insight into their product, which has been really encouraging. The butcher in particular, not only does he have a personal mission to change the food supply in schools in the area, and he's already supplying 9 of the schools with his meat products rather than the stuff they were buying before, but he's kind of really clued up about, you know, hyperlocal stuff, and just not very clued up about tech. So hyperlocal as in getting his food or his the farmers that he deals with food into places that value it most as close as possible to the farm. So, I'm basically, none of that's important. I'm getting distracted because I've just drank one of the beers from the beer emporium that I also chatted to. But these chats are the significant thing that I'm talking about. The significant thing is that I didn't panic. I didn't do any of the things that I may have done in London. I didn't get overexcited. I just chatted with people, found out about the way of the land around here, and got consent from three local businesses to be pilots in my app, which is what I need, because I need data. I need a real-world setting to alpha develop it in. So I'll be calling on all you lot who listen to these to be alpha testers once the alpha's ready. But it won't be rushed, and it won't be out for some time. The target will be to be catching harvest time, frankly, this time around. Poppy, oh dear, I've left the gate open. Poppy! We can't come out here, I forgot Claude's gone out in the car, so the gates are open. Saturday, people are walking by. Anyway, I think I've just randomly, drunkenly gibbered. I've only had one of these beers, but local, surprisingly. And it's really strong, it's lovely though. But yeah, I've just bought 10 different beers, all from different breweries, and all of them within 15 miles of my house. I've just bought 8 different cheeses, all of them specialist and unusual, but equally, I can imagine, consumed by masses if they knew about them. A Branston cheese, which is an award winner. But yeah, good English cheeses and good English meat. I've bought some local lamb and some local pork and some sausages and just things to try, just things to kind of inspire me for writing this app and thinking about how to tailor it in such a way that it focuses on local but doesn't shun people from, you know. For example, I wouldn't like a situation where people in outer parts of the country couldn't get hold of beef because everyone ate the local stuff. And it's things like that you come across when you start considering developing this and talking to farmers and talking to retailers and stuff. It's got to be a win for everyone, so yeah. How long's this boo? 7 minutes. You'll probably not be able to hear anything because mainly Poppy's distracted me right the way through it by kicking or running around with the squeaky ball trying to play football with me. Because that's what we were doing before I booed. I'm going to stop. I'm definitely slurring my words. One beer, that's tragic. Stop and light the barbecue. Claude should be back soon. And mow the lawn. Alright, have a good one.